A new report finds a $1 billion gap between two education reform packages being pushed on Beacon Hill. One is endorsed by Governor Charlie Baker, the other by the Mass Teachers Association and Boston Mayor Marty Walsh. Joining us this morning to talk about this is Colin Jones, analyst with the Mass Budget and Policy Center, a nonpartisan research group which wrote this report. Mr. Jones, good morning, and thanks a lot for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Good morning, Bob. Thanks.
Now, when we say $1 billion gap, we're talking about the cost difference between these two competing plans. So let me ask, what are the main differences between the proposals that caused this really big gap?
The main difference between these two approaches is the question of how much additional funding are we going to provide to our low-income students. And the Promise Act, which is the bill that's in the legislature, would up to double the amount that students from disadvantaged backgrounds receive, whereas Governor Baker's bill would be about a 20% increase. And so since you have a very large number of these students, particularly concentrated in some of our gateway communities, the city of Boston, for example, doing that increase in that way is going to mean a lot more funding, particularly for those students.
Your report calls the more expensive Promise Act more aggressive and more generous. Beyond the money, what makes it more aggressive, and what might the problems be getting it passed?
I think that both of these approaches are dealing with the issue that we know that it takes more to educate kids when they're coming from homes that are dealing with poverty. However, when you get into the position of actually doubling the amount of funding that these students receive, as the more aggressive approach does, you're more likely to support things like expanded early childhood programs or making after school and summer more available throughout the year, or things like making career voc tech available. And so when you do it that way, that's why we would say it's more aggressive. So we do have to be honest, though, because a more generous approach is going to mean that the state is going to have to come up with this revenue to support that plan. And so we don't want to forget that aspect of it, that if you do a bigger and bolder reform, you also need to figure out how to have adequate, steady revenue to pay for it.
In other words, more taxpayer money.
That's definitely true. However, we do know that there's a lot of public support for making sure that, you know, having a great education is not just linked to where you live. And so that's a conversation we're hoping to have.
Speaking with the Boston Globe, the Executive Office of Education calls the governor's proposal fiscally responsible. Do you see it that way?
Well, the way we'd want to look at it is we don't want to be in a position where we're deciding between do we properly support our early childhood centers? Do we fix the T, or do we provide what's needed in our K-12 formula? We want to be in a position where we do have the conversation of how we make our revenue system progressive and raising enough funds to do all of the important things that we need to do. And so it is true that the less money you're adding to the system, the more you can just say, oh, well, let's use existing revenue. But if you ask our folks who run our schools in cities like Worcester and Chelsea and Revere, it's going to take significant action to make sure that those kids have an equal opportunity to more affluent peers. And so that's the balance that we have to strike here. And we're likely only going to get once in a generation opportunity to do this. So it's really important to do it right.
Do you think one of these two plans will pass on Beacon Hill?
So ultimately, it'll be up to the legislature to figure out how to wrestle with these issues. And so what we're hoping to do is to give everyone information on kind of what are the boundaries of this debate, and make sure that everyone can go in kind of more aware of, here's what we think, given what we know now, each of these plans will cost. Ultimately, it will go through the legislature, and they have to come to a compromise. But we're hoping that everybody can use the data we generated to have a better sense of what's at stake here.
Colin Jones, analyst with the Mass Budget and Policy Center, thanks very much for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
All right. Thanks for having me.